All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Argue This with Tronny Wani.
Yo.
And Alex the Truck. So this is part two of the whole fucking, you know, is it a bad thing to hate a culture? And this week, you know, is it bad to disagree with the zeitgeist? Like, do you know what the zeitgeist is?
No.
Okay. I'm like, is he fucking with me? I feel like you're fucking with me. Like, you know what a zeitgeist is.
I probably know, but not often.
So it's like the fucking culture and like the way everything is. Like, you know, fuck Donald Trump, you know, Black Lives Matter. Like, that's like the zeitgeist.
Is that the zeitgeist? I've never heard. Is that...
Fuck Donald Trump, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, fucking be accepting of, you know, the trans community. Shit like that, yes.
The defining spirit or mood of a particular period of time in history, also shown by ideals, beliefs, and
it's like the belief of today, the current zeitgeist.
I don't think that's current zeitgeist though, because you have a third of America that's like, yeah, Donald Trump. Though we're back at this shitty option of elections of like, let's go for round two, Donald Trump, Joe Biden. Like, nobody wants that.
Do you think Donald Trump's actually going to become be allowed to run for office?
I don't know. The reason why I say that is technically, I don't think there's any constitutional law barring him from running as he is going through the court proceedings.
Yeah, I mean, you're only guilty, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Yeah, so I don't see, and also court systems take forever to go through everything.
So yes, he could technically become president, serve another 4 years, and then by the time he gets out, they're still going through it.
Or,
and then he's like, I pardon Donald Trump. Oh, that's me. I'm pardoned.
Well, he could get pardoned from federal crimes, but not state crimes.
What state crimes did he do?
That's the New York... what's
fuck New York. Fraud.
There's another... there's another one going on, but I don't remember the exact. Again, I don't know enough to just say anything.
Like, I've been doing a little bit of research about, like, moving to a different country. Like, and if you get a permanent residency in a different country, you lose your American residency. You lose your American citizenship. Which is fucking wild to me. But, you know, if you do leave the country and never fucking come back, and like it takes like 7 years to get residency in Japan. It's crazy. You have to like live there nonstop.
So can you only have dual citizenship if you're born in a different country? Is the only way?
The only way, yes.
Okay.
That I know of.
I was like, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, getting residency in, like, Japan, like, you have to, you know, do a 3 individual years, you know, on, like, a work visa. And your company has to really fucking like you, and you have to stay fucking working. Or at least, you know, have constant jobs for 3 years. And after you do the 3-year-long visas, then you can apply for an extended stay visa, which is another 3 years. And then after that, then you can apply for, like, the bullshit. And you have to, like, go through a huge test. Test your Japanese, see if you know how, and then you can do all that bullshit.
That's only for Japan, though. Right?
That's only for Japan. Yeah, I didn't look at the other countries.
That's fair.
So, but I'm like, damn, that's a fucking lot. So it's going to take like 7-8 years for me to get residency in Japan. But if you do go to Japan and you have debt here in America, there's nothing they can do about it. Not a damn thing.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean? Like, if you have assets here in America, yes, they can sue you, and since you didn't show up for court, they automatically win, and they can try and get a judgment and a court order to fucking steal your shit to, you know, cover their, you know, asses. But, like, say if you close down all your bank accounts here in America, sell your car, sell your house, and you have nothing, you know, no seizable assets in the United States, including bank accounts and shit like that, then there ain't shit they can do. Nothing.
I don't know. Because I refuse to believe that all those higher oligarchs in Russia had just their stuff in U.S. banks. I think they had them in other banks as well.
Yeah, you can get stuff in other banks. But if you go to, like, you can, I don't know, like, how it is to open a bank in Japan. I'm pretty sure you can do it if you have, like, a year-long fucking visa. But you cannot get a loan until you're a permanent resident. That I do now. So, like, this is something I want to do. I don't have, like, a whole fucking shitload of debt, so no one's going to, you know, come and bang it down my door. And I'm current on all my debts. So, it's just credit card debt.
It's fair. I have debts on debts, but I just have to finish the class.
Go finish that class.
It costs money, and I didn't pay for that class yet.
How much does that class cost?
I don't know, probably like $40.
Pay for the fucking class, Jesus Christ.
I'll pay for the class after I pick up the kid.
So, but yeah, so we have a current zeitgeist here in America. You know, things that a majority of people believe. Things that if you do not support it, like if you don't support trans people, you know, that's going against the zeitgeist. That's going against the, you know, culture of America. How dare you, you know, this person.
What constitutes as the culture of America?
Guns, hamburgers, and, you know, taking away women's rights.
No. I mean, you're definitely describing aspects of it. But I guess the correct question is, how many people of America do you feel have to be part of, like, the culture to consider it the culture of America?
Like, how many people do you know will be like, I love rape? Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Zero is the number of people that you know that would be like, I love rape. None of them. You know, maybe some might have some kinky rape fantasies, but, you know, that's not the same fucking thing. So, but to say that that's a culture is kind of wild. You know, no one you know would ever admit to, you know, liking that. And no
right,
one,
but how many?
No one you know would, you know, be like, hey, I don't fucking believe, you know, trans women are women.
You have a lot.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, people that will do that, but the general consensus is, like, what I'm looking for. Like,
no, the general consensus. You take a time out. The general consensus is trans women or trans people deserve human rights. That's the general consensus. Trans people deserve to be.
People deserve people rights. Okay, that's what it is.
That's what the general consensus is. And so, when people are talking about, like, oh, the trans movement is being pushed, no one is pushing anyone to be trans. They're just living their life. So,
well, I mean, like, pretty much everyone that I know that is, you know, truly trans, you know, is truly going through it, taking all the, you know, hormones or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just see them as whatever they want to be. I don't care. Like, oh, I'm gender fluid. I'm this, that.
Are they pushing being trans on you? Those people?
No. They don't
okay,
even.
Okay, so then how is.
Well, no. How like, is. My general consensus is, I support them. You know, go ahead. Do your thing. Do whatever you want to do. Do what makes you happy. And I feel like that is the general consensus of America. Would you say so? You know, there's not a whole lot of people fucking, you know, saying, hey, you can't do that because that goes against what my God would say.
I would say, have you had this in-depth conversation with trans people?
I've had it with a couple, yeah.
Like this in-depth type of conversation? You don't think that they get, like, they don't talk about the shit they go through on the daily of other people?
Oh, they talk about it, you know, quite a bit. And
on the
daily, right? Some of them are just tired of fucking talking about it because they're tired of fucking dealing with people that, you know, hate them for trying to be happy.
So if they're having the issue, those issues, and they're tired of it, and it's happening on the daily, then wouldn't you say that that is not the general consensus of America?
Well, you go on, like, go down the street. Go down the street in Denver, okay? Be like, do you hate trans people? Do you want them to die? Do you want them to not do what they do?
Now, go down the street as a person trying to pass as a trans person and seeing how everyone reacts to you, and that's a different story.
Yeah, it, like, if me or you walk down the street with a dress and a beard, you know, it's like, oh, whoa, what the fuck? You know, but hardly...
Just because I have a beard doesn't make me less of a trans if that's how I felt than having a beard. Just, you don't have... You shouldn't... Being trans shouldn't be, do you pass or not? That is, again, an issue where we have, yes, we are accepting of passing trans, yes, but not everyone is passing, and those people we are not accepting of, and those people are left out in these type of conversations of if it's the general consensus or not.
You know, like,
say I started hurt right now, today, right? And I felt like, hey, I am a woman. This is how I feel and everything. I'm not going to be accepted. In fact, I'm going to be ridiculed at the moment until I get to a certain point where you are passing. So, again,
if you came in the middle of this podcast, if you were like right now, I'm like, hey, I want to be, you know, she, her. I'm like, that's fine. You can be she, her.
You are, yes.
You know.
That's not going to fly in Texas. That's going to fly in... Montana. That's not going to fly in Florida. That's
all six people that live in all those states you just mentioned. Well, not Florida, but
Florida and Texas have a lot of population. Texas, I think, is top three. Top five.
Texas is the number one state with the most privately owned land. King Ranch.
Are you trying to say, where do you think Texas lies in population? Before, as I'm pulling this up, I want to know. I'm just inquisitive.
I would say a few million people. You know, the rest homeless, so they're not people. Like Austin, population maybe 12. The rest are just homeless fucking vagrants.
So, Texas is actually number 2. California's number 4. Oh, wait, no. This is all weird. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Here we go.
No, Alaska is the biggest state.
California's number 1, Texas number 2, Florida's number 3. Then you have New York, Pennsylvania.
And Illinois. You said Montana.
I did say Montana. Montana, I know, is not anywhere up there.
You better scroll all the way down to the fucking bottom.
But
below Hawaii.
3 of the top 4, I said, are in the top 3.
Yeah, but those people are going to die soon. The people in Florida are all retired old fucks that are on their way out.
Illinois, Ohio, Georgia.
So I guarantee you.
North Carolina. None of those states you could be, oh, I'm just now transitioning. And everyone's like, oh, well, we accept you. We love you for who you are.
Yeah, they're going to have their fucking opinions. They're going to be like, ugh. You know, like I do the same thing when I see an ugly girl. I'm like, ugh. You kidding me? A girl with two heads? Ugh. Like, I feel bad about it. I'm like, okay, now I got that initial knee-jerk reaction out of the way. Now I can, you know, accept you and, like, find out who you actually are.
Have you seen the representative for Montana, the transgender lawmaker, Zoe Zephyr?
No.
Do you know what's going on with her at all?
Is that the teacher that has, like, the big old fake prosthetic tits that looks like Tim Dillon?
No.
You've seen that one, though.
Not a teacher. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, you haven't seen, like, the fucking teacher? Like, it's just, like, cartoonishly big prosthetic tits. And she's like, I'm a trans. And then, you know, walks down the street not wearing the tits. And it's like, just to get attention. Teacher with fake prosthetic tits.
So, anyways, Zoe Suffer, duly elected representative from Montana, right?
Yeah.
She has bear, whatever. So she's been barred from speaking for a whole year. They wouldn't acknowledge her for, I think it was like a bunch of different sessions when she clearly had her thing to speak. And so then people went to the most recent meeting and then they wouldn't call on her to speak. So then the people actually started protesting, let her speak, let her speak. She holds up the microphone. They say that she incited decorum and is not going to, they barred her from speaking. And they kept calling her
a he. Yeah, the politicians is a good old boys club.
They kept calling her a he. And then if you look on a line about people talking about her, everyone's like, well, he shouldn't be there anyways because he has mental issues because this is a man that thinks they're a woman. So again, it is not the zeitgeist.
I'm saying the zeitgeist is moving like a boat moves across the water. You know, India and fucking, you know, England are very different places. So it's current.
Oh, so you're saying we're in the before the Civil War part of the trans community where, like, you know, people are choosing their side.
Like, you know,
so we're at the, we got like, what, 8 more years, something like that? How long Civil War lasts? Something like that. Oh, wait. And then you have to add in the civil rights and stuff. Oh, wait. And we still aren't even past like black people or plebe people and Black Lives Matter. Sorry. Just want to say, zeitgeist is not accepted.
It's going a whole lot faster than you'd think.
It's also retreating quick too, bro. We had women's rights and then that women got taken away.
Women shouldn't have rights at all. They should just take.
Anyways, I'm sorry for interrupting. Continue with your zeitgeist talk.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, take away the rights from the women. They don't need fucking rights. They just need sandwich bread and mayo and meats. Just put that shit all together, cut it in half, give it to me. Yeah, sit there, spread your legs. Boom. You did everything you're supposed to do as a woman. And it's like, I see, you know, like I'm not going to say that because that's going to get me in so much fucking trouble. I'm just going to have people banging down the door of my podcast like, fuck you, you, like Twitter. Okay, I'll just say this. If Twitter was the zeitgeist, then yeah, everything's moving towards that.
Really?
Yes.
If Twitter was the zeitgeist,
are you just going into like fucking hardcore, like, you know, like white supremacists and trying to argue with them? Like, I feel like I go to Twitter and it's like kittens and puppies and comedians, and you go to Twitter and it's just like, hate, I hate everything.
Remember, I'm also a really political person, so the Twitter algorithm shows me a lot of political things.
Like, let me see what the Twitter algorithm will probably show me fucking pikes like lobsters or something like that. Like anytime I go into fucking Twitter, like let's see what the fucking first thing that oh, would you look at that? This is what fucking Twitter shows me. My friend fucking Pike, you know, making some crawfish broil. Hell yeah. It's a Sunday thing.
Oh, look. The first thing that shows up is this transgender lady who became a right-wing lady who's talking about how non-binary people offend her and shouldn't exist. That's one of the first things.
Okay, fine. The zeitgeist hates trans people, I guess.
No, she is trans and hates on non-binary people. Because not passing, not all this stuff. Anyways, continue, though.
Honestly, I don't think gender should actually fucking matter at all. You know, it's like...
Gender's a social construct, same as race.
I mean, there is fucking races, and you should hate certain races. Like,
Negatory. The
Daytona 500, Jesus fucking Christ, what a boring fucking race.
Yeah, the Indy 500 is better.
Exactly.
I don't even know either of them. They both go in circles.
Yeah, all the races suck. Fuck them all! Hang them all up. Jesus Christ.
Rally racing's cool.
Until, like, they fucking hit somebody.
That's... You shouldn't be standing on the track.
I hate people that fucking stand on tracks. Or, like, someone's doing donuts and they walk out in the middle of it. And like, oh, look at me. And then they get fucking hit by the car doing the donuts. And it's like, I hope you get... I hope you're dead. I honestly do.
Again, I imagine you would think differently if you're like, I hope you're dead, and then they die, and then you have to watch what how that affects the family.
I would not. I enjoy that. I love watching people suffer.
What if it was a shitty person, but a good dad?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, this person does a lot of dipshit things, but was a good dad, and this person died because you're like, man, fucking drive faster.
If it was you and you were driving so in front of me, fucking die of cancer. And I just have to like look at your kid and be like, yeah, your dad died because he was slow. Sorry. Be faster. If it ain't first, you're last.
That's wild.
Yes.
Wild.
I know. It sucks. I take a knee right next to your kid and be like, sorry. I know it sucks. It's awful. You know. But he died because he didn't know how to drive. It's probably that Asian in him.
They start crying. You're like, I hope you die of cancer too!
Yeah, but your kid would, you know, be sad. Be like, oh no, his wife is sad. Like me, I could just like, I'm a psychopath when it comes to shit like that. I'm full bore a psychopath, and I will willingly admit that. I have no problem with it. Willingly, hey, me, I psychopath right here, fucking crazy boy.
So what, you're one out of, is it 3 out of every 10 or some shit like that?
I thought you were going to be like 3 out of a million.
No.
You're about to make me feel special. And then you're like, go fuck yourself, you unspecial fuck.
No, psychopaths are pretty common.
Damn it. I was hoping they weren't.
It's pretty scary when you think about it. I could swear to you, every time, like, when I went with you to the comedian show, like, full of psychopaths, every single one.
Yeah, dude, I'm friends with a ton of fucking comedians. We are fucking a crazy goddamn bunch. Like, we just do, like, someone, you know, drunk chicks, like, ew. Like, shut up, you dumb cunt. We don't care. And he's like, well, my friend was funny once. I don't care. I hope your friend is dead. He is good. Fucking go cry at his grave, you dumb bitch. Leave.
Jeez.
We're mean. We are not nice people. That's why we have to do shows at bars. Because if we don't do them at bars, children show up. And then the fucking children start crying. And then the parents are mad. And the parents want to fight us afterwards. Every fucking time. The life of a comedian is a hard one. And I'm not even a good comedian. I'm this asshole that's out there just like, fuck you. I tell some pretty fucking good jokes. But like I tell jokes about you too, so they like some of them know who you are. I'm like, yeah, I have a black Asian roommate with a huge dick because he doesn't want to show me. And he's someone that likes to, you know, not hurt feelings, and if he showed me his giant fucking dick, I'd be upset because I don't have a big dick.
Walk around and hang your fucking towel on it.
Yeah, no. Okay, I did tell you about the fucking joke I did about you.
No, I just joke.
That's a part of the joke, yes!
I was just joking.
Yeah, I'm like, he would come out of the fucking, you know, shower just, you know, using his dick as a towel bar.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, God damn it, Tron.
It's only because on, what's it called, Twitter, somebody was saying that shit too. Again, it's funny though. My Twitter's weird. It's like politics, sex.
Yeah, and like I don't use Twitter for sex. It's what Reddit's for.
I support sex workers. And it was actually two of my sex worker friends here in the Springs that got me onto Twitter.
Yeah, no, I don't.
They're like, you need to retweet our stuff. I'm like, I don't do Twitter. And they're like, what?
Yeah, no, I don't really, like, I'm careful what I retweet. Because some of it might get me in trouble.
Yeah, but you're also wild, dude. Most of
let's see what I should retweet. Like,
most of my stuff comes from a place of morality.
Let's go right here into Twitter, and like, let's type in like, oh yeah, I don't have that many followers, so I don't give a shit. Let's see, racist. R-A-C-I.
Do I even have a follower? I have 57 followers.
Jesus, you have double the amount of followers that I do. The fuck. My God. Oh, reparations. Racism goes both ways.
I also have two different Twitters.
Well, I don't know the second Twitter, and I don't care. So, let's see what the zeitgeist is. So, the zeitgeist is just fucking guns and killing and violence and hatred.
Oh, did you hear about that shooting the other day?
The Texas one?
With the family telling them to stop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't fucking be a Honduran family and tell a Texan to fucking not shoot his guns. That's on you.
Are you serious, bro? Are you serious?
That's on
you. This is not... Wow.
I mean, like, he shot them all in the head and it's like...
Killed the kid?
Yeah, the 8-year-old kid. Yeah, I feel bad. My wife, you know, was the one that came up with, like, the evil thought on this one. She's like, you know, it's kind of nice that he killed the kid so he doesn't have to live with that.
It's definitely an evil thought.
But I'm like, it's not. It's a logical thought. Now that kid does not have to live the rest of his life knowing that his family was killed by being cunts to a Texan.
Being cunts to a Texan. Because he was shooting his gun off in his front yard. And they asked him to stop shooting.
Yeah, because...
That's being cunt.
Because they're trying to sleep. Like, we need to sleep. I'm sure they...
Because their baby was asleep.
Did he kill the baby?
That was not on the list.
So, he might be a good man. The baby's not going to remember shit. Now the baby can sleep because he fucking ran away. He's at large. I'm pretty sure he's still at large.
What about the... No.
What about the people that died that he shot? He shot them all in the head. He didn't fucking make them suffer. And sometimes it's just like, do not fuck around and find out. Call the cops. Have the cops come fucking deal with that shit.
Wait 45 minutes to an hour?
Wait 45 minutes to an hour. Let him shoot all his fucking bullets out in the fucking front lawn. It's like the fucking, I think it was like an East Coast thing where like there's these people that are like shoveling snow. And, you know, then he got into an argument with the dude and it was like him and his wife and just, you know, yelling at this guy and comes back out with a fucking rifle and shoots the dude in the fucking head. And then, you know, the wife's like screaming and freaking out. And he's like, shut your fucking mouth, and shot her too.
There's a dude who shot a fake parking attendant and then continued on his date.
Yeah, he left the date to go kill that dude.
And they came back and finished the date.
Yeah. Fucking doing the Lord's work. Doing the Lord's work. Fuck parking attendants.
It was a fake parking attendant. So I hustled him. I don't think $40 is deserving of being shot and murdered.
It's the principle of the thing.
It's the same as with when they were talking about George Floyd and all that over... Was it him over a cigarette? Or was him over the fake $20 bill?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
But it's happened so much that we don't even know.
I had the worst fucking joke idea. And I'll say it here because it'll be buried and I don't care. But you know George Foreman, right? The George Foreman grill?
Yeah.
Like, what if they made a George Floyd grill, but it's for like really pressing things, like making like smash burgers and shit, and you have to like use your knee to fucking like smash the burgers? You put it on the ground and like hold it down for like 10 minutes and it makes you a smash burger.
Anyways. The NRA is always quiet when it's a black person that gets shot. Say it was like, was it Frank Castile that got shot? Fernando Castile?
I don't know.
The one that was 2 years ago or something like that. He's like, I have a gun. The officer's like, don't reach with a gun. I'm not reaching. Don't reach. Blah, blah, blah.
Officers are under a ton of stress every fucking day.
Oh, and so we're going to defend the officers now.
And, no, let me finish the thought.
Nope.
It's a great thought. Officers are under a ton of stress every fucking day. So, like, let them get blowjobs or something, like in the middle of their shift. And they'll be less shooty. And stop firing the bitches that are giving blowjobs. And, like, in Hawaii, the police were allowed to fuck prostitutes in order to bring them to justice, and they got rid of that. It's a real story. Look it up. Like they're no longer allowed to fuck the prostitutes, so they have to, like, now, you know, do it all legally and above board. Lame. I hate that shit.
Wouldn't you think there's some balance of power and some police officers misusing that?
To fuck prostitutes? Yeah. Hey, continue fucking me for free and I won't fucking turn you in. Honestly, I feel
Isn't that... You wouldn't constitute that as rape? You're coercing someone into doing a sexual act for your gratification? They don't want to do it? I think that's almost the definition of rape.
It's... Well, I mean, I don't want to fucking go to work tomorrow. Are they raping my time?
Corporation definitely is raping your time.
Fuck. Okay, then yeah, it's rape.
Same as when you make me or...
I don't want to pay my taxes. Is the government raping my money?
Yeah.
Okay. Then yeah, you can define it that way then. You can define it as rape. But if you're going to say no, you have to pay your fucking taxes. I'm like... Then she was doing a transaction.
Morally, you should pay your taxes. Morally, she should not have to do something she doesn't want to do with sexual act with her body.
I mean, what if she enjoys fucking a man in uniform?
Then she's not getting coerced. But you, the way you worded it.
The zeitgeist. I love this one. What is the other thing? Because I wrote down a fucking shitload of dumb little zeitgeisty things.
Yeah, let's talk about it so I can shoot him. Let's go. Bang. American culture. Bang. Anyways, start blasting. Bang.
Grooming children.
What do you consider grooming children? Let's start there. What's grooming?
So pretty much. Okay. Definition of grooming children is, you know, pretty much indoctrinating your child or a child with ideas so when they get older they think it is their idea.
So the church grooms children.
The church pretty much everyone grooms children.
Correct.
Fucking a mother that wants their kid to be in the beauty fucking runway bullshit whatever grooms their
parent that doesn't want their kid to be little shits groom their children.
Yeah, don't fucking be an asshole grooming your child.
All right, so now continue that. Now that we have this, I just want to make sure. Go ahead. So grooming your children.
So, okay. You know, like it's, you know, been widely considered wrong for, you know, child fucking like people that are interested in younger girls to like be like, hey, you can be my friend. I'll help you out here, 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 here. They're not doing anything wrong by the law, by the letter of the law. They're just, you know, forming a friendship with a child, which is not against the law. You know.
Your face, mate, you look so uncomfortable.
I am very fucking uncomfortable. I'm tiptoeing on eggshells here to not, you know, get fucking butt raped. You know. Like, you'll see, like, these fucking rock stars, like, back in the day, they're like, oh, I don't care, you're 13 years old, they'll fucking plug it in your hole, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But now they have to be careful because, you know, pedophiles are, you know, boo. And so what they do is they form a bond with this child, form a relationship, and then the second they turn 18, they're fucking like rabbits.
Uh-huh.
And that is considered wrong.
Uh-huh.
Would you consider that wrong?
Yeah.
You know, and
it stays on my standard of anything you do with children for sexual gratification wise.
No, they're not doing anything sexual. They're not even talking sex.
Yeah, this is, but you are grooming them for when they're old enough to then have that.
To come to you and be like, thank you so much for fucking taking care of me when I was younger. Now I want to repay you now that I'm 18. Wink, wink.
And again, wink, wink. They're doing that for that end result. And yeah, so, I mean, yes, that is wrong.
If it didn't happen, if they're like, thank you so much, and they gave him a hug and walked away, you know, that's just that. That's a gamble you fucking took. And they're not fucking forcing these 18-year-olds to suck their cock.
I would say if you talk to any female that has been through that situation, they don't just, oh, thank you, and then they just walk away. I would say that some of those people then start going, I would say a majority of those people then start either A, going into stalking, or B, going into verbal abusing.
Yeah, no, it usually doesn't end well, but usually it ends the way that they want it because they have money. But yes, so we all agree that this is terrible, awful, boo.
Correct.
That's the general consensus. You'd say that's zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So is it still a bad thing if you want to groom them for, you know, good things? Like you want them to go to a certain college, so you know, tell them how proud you'd be if they went to this college and they studied for this and became, like, you know, how Asians do with, you know, hey, you need to either become a musician.
A little bit of racism there, but you stop it. A little bit of racism there.
It ain't.
Racism or generalization? What are the
generalization? Yeah, no, a stereotype for sure. But, you know, like, have you ever fucking, you know, like a Middle Eastern when they're like, they want their kid to become a doctor? They want what is best for their kid. They want their kid to have a good fucking life. And so, you know, making them train for, you know, being a doctor, making your kid, you know, want to join the military, making your kid want to, you know, do this, that, or the other thing, because that's what you want, not exactly what your kid would want, but what you as a parent would want for your kid, and not giving your kid the freedom of choice. Is that now wrong?
Yeah.
How is that wrong?
Because, so,
what if your kid wants to do heroin and fucking die?
Everything was all good until you said the line that you do not give them the freedom of choice. That's when it goes from mentorship and guiding to more of slavery, submissive.
Guess what? That fucking life, that little child fucking came out, destroyed a fucking pussy, destroyed perfectly good fuckhole for a while, and, you know, kept you up at night and made you its slave. Guess what? You a little bit of payback.
No.
A little bit of payback.
Not at all.
Just now you do what we fucking say.
Not at all.
And like, to...
Tell
your kid, it's like, hey, you need to go to UCLA or I'm not going to pay for your fucking college.
Yeah, that's abuse.
How is that abuse?
You are...
I'm giving you an option. Hey, you can either take this gift and go to this college and it is free for you, or you can go to whatever college you want and you pay for it. That's not abuse.
Are you kicking your kid out?
At 18, you're no longer required to take care of your kid. You can give him a 30-day
notice. That's absolutely abuse. You're telling your kid at 14, 15, 16, or 17, yo... And that's being nice. Some people start telling these kids are super young. So you start telling these...
on my 18th birthday. on my agent. There was no fucking lead up to it. I got home from MEPS, the military entrance processing station. I got home from that after fucking finding out I've been denied for a medical reason. And then guess what? My mom's fucking boyfriend, you know, tries to fucking fight me and I get kicked out of the fucking house. And it's like, okay, fine. Fuck you. And you know, that was just it. I was out. I haven't been back home
since
I was 18. And like, I bet you they are like, oh, he's going to come growing back.
And not even like child abuse. I didn't say it was child abuse. I just said it was just abuse straight up.
No, like if my dad calls me, he's like, hey,
if you're withholding something for another action to happen first, that is abuse.
No, you're offering a gift, and if they don't want to accept the gift, like...
Yeah, that's why I asked you. If it was just the offer, that's one thing.
Say, like, I offer you the 7-Up right here, okay?
Yeah, and then I say no, and they're like, get the fuck out, then...
No,
because that's what I said. It's different if we're talking college, and you are offering that, and that's it. But now, if you're saying, and if you don't take this offer, you are then also moving out... Because we are going to kick you out. Here's your 30-day notice.
Oh no! That like is they like at 18, you know, you're going to get kicked out. And if you would like to go to this college for free, we'll fucking pay for you to go to this college for free. But if you want to go to another one, it's like going to a bar. Okay, imagine you know you drink. Imagine a universe where you are. You know,
I love drinking.
You know, so you know, you follow me into the bar, and I'm like, hey, do you want a Budweiser? And you're like, nah, I don't really want a Budweiser. You know, I don't support them anymore. You know, Anheuser-Busch or whatever. You know how you are.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But you're like, nah, I don't really want a Budweiser, but I will fucking take like a cranberry drink or whatever. I'm like, no, I'm just offering you a Budweiser. Go fuck yourself. Buy your own cranberry drink. Yeah, that's all. Like... Yeah, you know, I was offering you a Budweiser, and you didn't want the free drink of the Budweiser, but you did want something different. It's like, yeah, beggars can't be choosers. Go buy your own drink, and you buy your own fucking cranberry drink, and that's it.
Okay.
But instead,
but let's flip this. Let's go ahead and change the setting, right?
Yeah, change it.
Say I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
You invite me to a restaurant, and you're like, hey, I'm going to buy you the steak. I'm like, no. I'm a vegetarian. I don't want the steak. Can I get something else? You're like, no, I invited you just for a steak. Sorry. And you're my ride as well. And I don't have money. That is abuse.
Well, if I take you to a fuck.
No.
Like, your example is bad.
It's a good example.
It's a bad example.
Why is it a bad example?
Because.
We can't even use your bar example. You're like, hey, I'm gluten-free or whatever, because I know there's some, like, gluten-free beer and non-gluten-free beer and all that shit. So you're like, hey, I'll go to the bar. I'm going to take you. I know you don't have any money, but I'll take you. Let's go. Hop in the car. And so we go to the bar, and then you're like, here's this Budweiser. I don't know if it's gluten-free or not. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want that. I want a gluten-free thing because, you know, I'm gluten-free. They're like... Well, I offered you this, but sorry. And then I'm like, well, can I just go back? Can you give me a ride back over there? They're like, no, we're going to hang out. I'm going to drink this. That's abuse.
Then you can just walk back.
Even if I walk back, that's still abuse.
If we have a surprisingly, you know, high number of like sober people that come to the bar to hang out. So I'm like, yeah. And like, I am, you know, conscious and aware of who is sober and who's not drinking, you know, whether it be for one reason or the other. I don't really get into why they're not drinking. I just know that they're not.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't need to know, you know, your backstory. If you want to tell me, sure, I'll listen. But, you know, you don't owe me an explanation of why you don't drink, which, you know, is crazy to me. Like, some people like demand an explanation of why. You don't get an explanation of why this is, because, you know, it's my life and it doesn't affect you in any way whatsoever. So I get to, you know, be like this. Like, there was a year where I was like just sober. It was just like all alcohol. I'm like, let me see if I can do it for a year. It's not drink. And I just like didn't think about it. I'm like, yeah, I can easily do it for a year.
Abuse question, because I'm inquisitive.
Yeah.
Do you know what's going on with Steven Crowder? You watch the video?
No. The one with his wife or whatever?
Yeah.
And he was just, like, being a total, like I watched, like, part of it. I'm like, fucking famous people and the fucking security footage from his house fucking got leaked out, which, you know, is an abuse right there. And it's like, if, you know, your wife wants to fucking go and leave you, let her leave you. You know, that's what that is.
Okay. As long as we're on the, well, so do you agree then that him only having one car and not letting her leave to and have him depend on the her depend on him for the car of mode of transportation, do you think that is a form of abuse?
Okay, let me tell a story that I haven't really told a lot of fucking people. Back when I was homeless, I had one of my friends like hit me up, and you know I was going through a rough time, and you know it just worked out beautifully, and it turns out that a guy was coming to come pick her up, paid for her hotel that she was staying at because she didn't like staying with her, you know, whoever she was staying with, and you know, paid for her clothes, paid for her fucking shampoo, you know, paid for everything. And I came over there, I'm like, this is fucked up. And you know, he's like, yeah, he paid for the cell phone, you know, all this shit. I'm like, this dude's gonna be abusive as fuck, like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, get the fuck out of here. And I got her out of there, you know, scot-free. And I don't know what she did after that, but I'm like, this is, you know, a bad fucking situation. You know, and it's only because she was, like, friends with, like, my ex-girlfriend. And she's like, yeah, I have a fucking second bed, and, you know. And she, like, knew of, like, the bullshit that was going on, and she was, like, on my side. I'm like, yeah, you need to, like, because she's like, yeah, he's going to be here in, like, 7 days. I'm like, no, you have to get the fuck out of here. I'm pretty sure she like joined like the Peace Corps or something like that.
That's cool.
You know, so yes, that is crazy fucking abuse where you financially dominate someone and don't allow them the ability to go be independent, financially independent.
Okay.
So yes, that is one, you know, aspect. Like, if, you know, if I'm like told my wife, I'm like, you can't go fucking have a job, you have to be a stay-at-home wife and be ready for me every day, then I can't complain that, you know, she doesn't make any money.
I don't think you could just not complain, but that's fair.
I mean, there's value to being a stay-at-home wife.
There is, if both of y'all agree to it, but in your scenario, you're like, I told her.
Yeah, no, I let my wife, you know, make her own decisions. I'm like, here's insurance, here's this, here's that, here's the other thing. You know, go be your own fucking person. You know, if you need my help, I'm here, but, you know, take whatever fucking job you want. I'm not going to say you have to go do this or you have to go do that. Now, if you want to go enjoy, you know, cool things, you know, I'll go do cool things. And if you want to join me, cool. But, you know, if you're like, hey, I want to go for a trip to like Hawaii, I'm like, can you afford that? You know, is that wrong on me to like not pay for a trip to Hawaii that like she wants to go to?
No. Those are so. When I talk about abuse, mm-hmm. I'm talking about like human rights and like what's acceptable in our society. So our society is car driven, right? Or so car focused. So if you could afford the transportation and you're like, no, you have to stay here and stuff, that's abuse. If you are like, no, you have to ask me for all the money, that's financial abuse. But if you're like, no,
we can't afford this, that's not abuse. Or if you're like, no, I don't want to pay for the extra, that's not abuse. But if you're like, no, winch, don't pay for food, you have to beg and grovel for food, that is abuse. So like, you say like extra, like going to do that, or like, now also it's
like
here's where it gets gray area.
Okay.
So say your wife was a stay-at-home wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you worked, and she wanted to go see her family, and you're like, no, I can't afford it. She just wants to go see her family. That I don't think is abuse. But now if you're like, if say one of her family members dies, and without hesitation, you're still like, no, I can't afford it, without trying to do something, that more or less is abuse. And like I said, okay, there's so that gray area.
Well, what if, you know, like we both have a job and she wants to go home for like a funeral or whatever, and, you know, I don't have like the extra money, which I do, but it's like I don't have the extra money to cough up for that expense. Because I'm going on my fucking shit. Yeah, like I have Vegas coming up.
That is something that's more of, it's not abuse. It's more of like, hey, we need to talk about this situation. But again, the reason why it's not though is because you said, like you said, both of y'all are working. And like, as well, the reason why it's not is because both you already have a plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas in like, say you're just sitting on like a few $10,000 and you're like, this happened. You're like, well, sorry, my $10,000.
I mean, we like, as a married couple, we keep our finances separate.
Yeah.
She has her bank account. I have mine. You know, I'm the one that, you know, pays the bills. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, and she pays me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do make, you know, quite a bit more money because I, you know, work a lot more hours.
Yeah.
I don't want to say works harder because every person, you know, has their own definition of that.
Right.
But I do work harder. Like, let's get real. Like, I have to, like, push a pedal and, like, lean over and hit cruise control and then, like, take a nap as I drive down the road. It's hard work.
I don't know who works mentally harder.
And then I have to, like, roll tires. Sometimes I have to stack them. Sometimes I don't have someone there to stack them for me. And then I have to, like, go to my hotel and then get on a bus to, like, go a mile down the road because I'm that fucking lazy. And I don't want to cross the road, so I get on the bus on my side of the road so it goes up town and then back down.
No way you do that.
Yeah, I really do. There's times where I'm that fucking much of a lazy piece of shit where I'll get on the bus and go all the way uptown. It's like 15 minute like loop back around, so it's yeah. Not crazy, but it's like boop, you know, goes up to where the college is, and I'm like, yeah, I fucking, you know, don't want to cross the street because it's there, and then I'd have to go. So, and it's $1 for the bus. I'm like, I can't, like, not pay the dollar. It's so much easier just to pay the dollar and to not have to deal with fucking people on the road. I can sit down on, like, a bench and play Pokemon Go as I get driven around.
I need to re-download that game.
I mean, like, I've been playing it. Still, it's better now. It's not, like all my friends are, like, higher levels than I am. I'm like, fuck, I can't, you know, compete with y'all. Let's see where we're at. Oh, holy shit, we're almost at an hour again.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to do a part three.
Probably not. But let's end off with this. Here's a wild thought that I have.
I want to know what was left after the zeitgeist.
Yeah, more zeitgeist shit?
Ew, is that what was after that?
Yeah, the fucking crazy thought. But yeah, I'm like, there's, you know, deep hood black people. You don't have to like their culture, you know, world star hip hop. Taiwan for confusing my penis in Bangkok. Middle Eastern extremist Muslims. The ones that fucking like killed her sister for marrying somebody that they don't approve of. Yeah, and I don't like these people. I'm not saying that I don't like the people from that area. I just don't like these certain fucking people that do this extreme shit. And I'll go ahead and end on this. Extremists are the reason why movements, you know, can't get very far.
Ooh, I like to rebuttal that.
Let's hear it.
We would have the feminist movie. We would have the 5-day work week. We would have had civil rights. We would have had, there was another one. But all our changes that came in America.
The 5-day work week was done by Ford, Henry Ford, because he wanted people to drive his cars around.
So
welcome. You know, that was an extremist. Burning bras, you know, fucking, I'm sure like 6 women burnt their bras, and the rest of the women are like, bitch, do you know how expensive that bra is? Hell no.
Do you know there was famous that murdered people during that time, right?
Yeah, there's that, still women that, murdering that, their that husbands. Guy,
no, they weren't murdering their husbands.
Yeah, women love murdering people. They are really good at getting blood out of clothes.
That's exactly why most shooters are male.
Yeah, because we don't have to get blood out of shit. We just go bang, bang, and then you fucking leave. I don't know why people fucking like murder people with like just regular guns. Get a revolver. It doesn't drop a shell. The shell's still in the gun. Bang, bang. You know, it's done. Throw the fucking revolver in the river. It's over. You're done. But yeah, I'd say any fucking extremist is the reason why, you know, like Black Lives Matter. Let's go there. You know, the ones that break into storefronts and steal everything in the store, it's like, yeah, insurance will come and cover them.
Mm-hmm.
But what's stopping them from just closing down their store completely? And now everyone that worked in that store, the people of your community,
mm-hmm.
now no longer have a job.
So,
and insurance is not going to cover them.
I never said that extremists cause good for the immediate right there, and I'm not saying I agree with extremists, but Black Panthers, they wouldn't be such a big thing if we didn't have the militant part of them.
Yeah, but if they weren't out there killing cops, you know, they wouldn't have any real reason to come after them,
right?
So, you know, that's what fucking, you know, stopped the movement, is because they would, you know, go out there and kill cops. And then the big eye of the government, it's like, okay, now we have to come fucking deal with this over here. Boom. And then the Black Panthers got squashed, even though they were doing excellent shit for the community.
I think what stops movement, though, is power and the government.
Yeah, they kill the fucking people that are at the top. You know, they kill, you know, Fred Hampton, they kill Martin Luther King, and what's fucking crazy, they killed, you know, Malcolm X, and what's fucking crazy about all these fucking people back in the day is they didn't make fucking money, you know, being, you know, a civil rights leader. Like, they, you know, got a lot of their shit covered and, you know, taken care of. Like, Malcolm X, you know, the Nation of Islam fucking covered a lot of his shit.
Right.
And then, you know, he's like,
but he, as an independent person, wasn't getting wealthy. It was the it was always for the movement.
Yeah. So, you know, like a lot of these old speakers were, you know, doing this, this, and this. And now speakers nowadays, like today, if you want to have a speaker come, it's like $50,000.
Yeah.
It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You just do like once a year, maybe twice a year, and you're fucking well off? Fuck you.
Yep. But I just wanted to say, I think so extremism is a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that most extremists, especially if it's not for a morally righteous cause, causes a lot of hurt for whatever movement they are trying to do. But I do think extremism is needed for there to be social change. I don't think there's been very many movements that have happened and changed without some form of extremism.
Yeah, peacefully protest in mass. You know, Martin Luther King, like, I'm
dude,
sure
Martin Luther King was considered extremist
at the time, yes. Correct. But he wasn't killing people. You know, he was fucking some other woman other than his wife, and the government had a problem with that because that's the only thing they could really get him on.
And then a good modern day example of what I personally think is Occupy Wall Street. It was a righteous cause, but they did it all peacefully and everything, and eventually it just went away with no changes. And some people try to argue with me, oh, there is changes because we did regulation and stuff like that. We just bailed out fucking two more banks. Eat a dick. We did no changes. Changes has been made.
What you do is you make them nervous to fucking go to work. Make them nervous, you know.
Now you're slipping to extremism.
I'm not saying do anything. I'm just saying go ahead and cross us. Go ahead and fucking put your hands on us.
Wouldn't you consider, who are those people? I don't remember those white people that stood like in front of their yard with the guns and shit.
Yeah, like, those two white people that.
Yeah, they were just saying, don't cross us, but we would still consider them extremists.
No. If they started fucking shooting, be like, you fucking N-words broke my fence. Bam, 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 bam. We're just killing the trash. That's extremists.
Okay.
And that's, you know, not for a right reason. But, you know, like going into a town, marching down the road, fucking, you know, like the LA riots, you know.
That looting and stuff was out.
Well, that was an extremist fucking that it just kind of mob mentality'd all the way through. Fucking cars were upside down on fire, stores were fucking looted. And I'm surprised, you know, people wanted to come back to LA. LA is just too fucking nice to like give up. So what happened? Police just started cracking down way fucking harder. And we became the number one fucking most incarcerated country in the world. You know, and
I don't think we became number one incarcerated because of LA riots. I think we were there before the LA riots.
I mean, officially, you know, we were number two. Probably.
Like how you think about it, you're like probably.
I'd say Russia would be number one.
Officially, probably don't go together in the same claim.
I mean, Russia's over there fucking arresting people for fucking weed and whatnot, and we're giving them like merchants of death. I'm like, here you go, you can have this merchant of death for a fucking subpar basketball player.
This conversation should be held for another time.
Okay, you want to do a number three?
We could definitely do a number three.
We'll do like a 3.5, and then probably get into something else on the next episode because we're already past an hour. All right. Thank you all so much for being here. We'll be back. I'm sure number three, just talking more about this dumb bullshit. I'm talking about that fucking basketball player.
Brittany Garner.
That basketball player that got traded for a merchant of death that it's probably killed more people.
That is cool with trans people playing in their identified sport.
The what?
She's cool with trans people playing in the sport they identify with. So she's saying trans men she could absolutely play basketball with women.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, this is definitely where we're going to get into. You know, trans boxers, all kinds of shit.
All right, hold on, wait. I do want to
imagine if Mike Tyson became trans.
Time out.
Beating the shit out of
I do want to leave this on a mini cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I do think it should be a nuance of trans women and women in the same sport and depending on the sport and stuff.
Yeah, have like
so
trans
there
sports.
There should be a nuance in this, and we will discuss that later too.
All right, sounds good. All right. Follow me, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all that dumb bullshit. Alex Truck everywhere. Follow Tron, Troniwani on YouTube. I'm pretty sure he probably has a Twitter too. Go argue with him there. He loves it. And we'll see you all next week.
Peace.
Peace.